Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Good Sunday for you. And Sunday is podcast time for a very special podcast because I say hello as every Sunday for, I think it's about 10 weeks now. Hello, Tomas Anders.
Good morning and happy Sunday.
Hello. You sound very relaxed. Is there a reason for that?
Oh, well, I'm on the island of Ibiza and I'm, you know, just for some days off, you know, from my tour and from my shows. And so we have beautiful weather. It's fantastic here and I love my home here and I'm very relaxed, as you can see.
Yes. We're going to talk about this a little later because I really want to know this time what kind of a holiday guy you are. If you are active, what are you doing? But first of all, where were the gigs that you did last?
Well, I had, last week I was in the Czech Republic in Brno. And I had a show there. And one day later, I was in Germany in Stralsund. This is a city on the Eastern Sea. So this is roundabout, I'm not, you know, completely into it, but I will say 600, 700 kilometers, you know, in distance. And it was great to be back on stage.
You're really doing miles per hour, right?
All the time. Yes, I can tell you. But you know, these are all the shows which I have to, which I love to give because they had to be postponed because of the pandemic situation. And now I'm really happy to give the people and to sing for the people what normally I would have done 2 years before.
Okay, so but is there any difference? I mean, is the Czech audience different than the German audience?
Oh no. The people are, you know, it's, I mean it positively, it's everywhere the same. So yeah. The people are celebrating, having a great time. Sometimes I have the feeling that are at the beginning of a show, a bit insecure about, you know, the situation, to being close to each other. And, you know,
yes.
And I will say that the politics and the media just gave that impression that it's not allowed to be, you know, happy and to celebrate life.
Okay.
Okay, it is dangerous with COVID-19, but the people are, you know, they were getting closer and closer to each other, and in the end, they were celebrating and they had a great time.
It's really funny that you say that because I myself was on a concert last weekend, and exactly the same feeling. In the beginning, it was like, oh, what are we going to do? It was open air, so it was much more relaxed. But
yes.
Still, at the end, it was like it was before. Everybody was happy.
Yes.
Everybody was,
yes,
you know,
yes,
dancing. And I think this is a good sign because people still can be happy. And that's the main thing, I think.
Exactly. And the Czech Republic and in Stralsund in Germany, it was open air as well. So it gives you a bit more secure feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I had the, on my tour, on this XXL tour, I did, this was, you know, indoors and, you know, sometimes with, I would say, more than 13,000 people. Wow. And this was really strange to look at it, because 13,000 people celebrating and, you know, freaking out together. You know, life is coming back.
Yeah.
And we will see what's going on in autumn and winter. But I think the worst part of this pandemic is over.
Yeah, I hope so too, because it has to come back, because, you know, everybody is really tired of not having the usual life. And yeah, so we're really crossing fingers that it's going to work out.
We're positive thinking.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, so you had these gigs and now you're just relaxing on Ibiza. Since when do you have the house?
Well, it's nearly about 20 years.
20 years.
20 years, yes. So so I spent quite a long time on this island, you know, when you're just, you know, make it on the complete result of this 20 years. I can say I spent at the beginning, you know, when Alexander was not in school.
Yeah.
I spent here sometimes 2 or 3 months in a row. But if you count it together in this 20 years, I would say it's more or less 1.5 years at least I spend here.
Okay.
But, you know, living in your own house in 20 years only for 1.5 years sounds a bit bizarre. But anyway, this is a different story.
So have you been an Ibiza fan first sight? Did you come to the island and you said this is your thing?
Oh, no, no. And the first time I came here, I remember it was in 85.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it was so terrible for me. I came here and I was in my early 20s. And you know, it was not the island like it is now. Nowadays, you have really a lot of 5-star, 4-star hotels. And at that time, there was only 1 5-star hotel on the island. And, you know, I booked my place. And but this was in the north. It still exists and is very beautiful. I love this. And I came there and I thought there are only old people.
Okay.
But the average of the age was around about 40.
So, man, what are you saying there?
So, but when you're 23, yeah, yeah, then people with 40, 42, or I don't know, 39 years are people. Let's
yeah.
face it.
Yeah, yeah.
And true. Then it was raining all the time. And, you know, the place where the clubs were, it's like today in the south of the island, and it took me 45 minutes getting there with a cab. And I thought, oh my God, what is this? What do the people find about this island? And then, you know, really, really some years later, a friend, a girlfriend of Claudia, her mother and the family owns a house here, and she invited us to coming on this island, and I was so flashed that we spent from in the time from June till September, you know, we were supposed to be there for 1 week, and I spent there 5 times. Okay. Till September, because I love this island. And 1 year later, we came back, and then we made the decision just to buy a house.
Okay. Was it hard to find a house back then?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It was already, because nowadays it's almost impossible, as I hear.
Yes. Yeah. It's you know, this is a matter of money. if you want to spend, you know, on top plus more money, you will find one. But even in that times, it was hard just to find really, you know, nice place. And we had our real estate agent, and we didn't find a house, you know, with the company. But and we thought that's it.
Yeah.
The island, you know, maybe doesn't like us, or whatever you're thinking. And it was the year, it was 2002. Alexander was born in the end of June. And so we decided not to go in this season, in this, you know, summer season to Ibiza. Because, you know, if you go with a newborn, this is too hot. This is, you know, you have to learn and to practice all what's going on. So we decided going there at the end of September. And in my place, I remember it was in July, middle of July or end of July. It was a Sunday newspaper I had, and we had in breakfast. And there was... you know, an announcement, you know, what was in the paper, a villa in South France style.
Okay.
And it was our beloved area, you know, where we thought, oh, this is really a good area. And I called and I said, well, I'm interested in it, but I will be on the island, you know, at least in the end of September. And they said, okay, we wait for it. And then... we had this appointment, and it was a complete new one. I remember, Claudia, this is what she's talking even today about. We went to the house, and after 10 minutes, I said, this is it. I'm going to buy it. And she said to me, you said you're going to buy this house? And I said, yes, I said I'm going to buy this house because this is the place. This is the place, you know, I love it. It's wonderful. And, you know, that's it. That was the deal. And then we had all our paperwork and stuff like this. And we owned the house since November 2002.
Okay. And since then, it's becoming like your second home, right?
Well, it's a home, but it's not the second home because I don't spend that much time here.
Okay.
Because I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful place in Germany where I live and I love it. And what I'm doing, I'm here now for a few days and then coming back, you know, in the middle of July for 3 weeks. And maybe then if I have the time, I will be back maybe for 1 week in October. It's beautiful here in October. It's not that hot anymore. But, you know, the ground, the earth, everything is so warm. It just reflects and brings it back, you know, in the air. And most of the people are gone. It's wonderful then. But then this is it. And we coming back every year, normally not in this year because of time problems, schedule problems. We're coming back on Easter.
Oh.
So Easter, that means I've been here the last time in the end of September.
Okay.
So, but you know, anyway, I love it. I like it. And I'm always happy when I'm here.
Okay, so bring us into your villa. I mean, just in this podcast, we just listen to you. We don't sneak in your villa. But bring us in. What is it that you do every day? You hike a lot, or do you do like mountain biking? What are you doing all the time?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, I didn't get you. Oh no, you know, because, you know, I love to really be relax.
Okay.
Just like I'm like a panda, you know. Because I work so much and I'm traveling so much, you know. Yeah. I have so many hotel rooms and so many flights and so many different people, and, you know, every day to be in a new city, that means you get new reflections, you have new situations, new restaurants, new people, everything is new, and your brain has to get into it. And then for me, just to relax my mind and my body, it's wonderful coming, now I will say the word, I'm coming home. The place, what I know, the place I earn, you know, the place where I can sleep, where I go in the pool, I can make my dishes, I can cook if I like, I can go, you know, in the supermarket, I can go in marketplace, buying food and fruits and vegetables. This is something what really builds me up.
Okay. So you just, actually, you're just a pool guy who sits around the pool. Do you read a lot when you're there?
Yes, this is actually the only time in the year I read books.
Okay.
I don't, because I'm fascinated in books. Uh-huh. And when I'm into a story, I read and I read and I read and I read. And in my, I would say, my normal life, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
And for me, it's, you know, kind of frustrating to read, you know, 50, 60 pages and closing the book, and in 3 weeks I have maybe, or 4 weeks, the time to continue.
Okay.
And this is not what a book is for, mm-hmm. because you want to dive in this scenery, in the story, and you want to know what's going on, what is happening. This is only possible here on Ibiza for me.
Okay.
And I read in the morning, and, you know, when I'm on my sunbed at the pool, and I take a nap, and then, you know, I have my lounge, you know, and I can take my book in the late afternoon and I read another 20 pages. And even in the night when we're coming back from a restaurant or whatever, I have the chance to read. So I have, no, in 3 weeks I'll stay here, I have my two or three books what I have the chance to read. And I love this. I love to read books.
And how is it in your holidays? Are you more a restaurant guy, or do you cook in your home?
We're more into restaurants.
Okay.
Because I love to cook. You know, most of you know this. You know for cooking only for the family, then it's very an easy dish.
Okay.
So it's more into a snack.
Yeah.
But you have to buy so many things, and because at home in Koblenz, in my real home in Germany, I have all the herbs and I have all, you know, the ingredients which are, you know, this is a part of my basic life.
Yeah.
But when I have, you know, even flour, you know, you need flour for making some dishes.
Yeah.
When I'm coming back after 6 or 7 months, you need to buy new ones.
Yeah.
And then you buy it for maybe one or two meals you prepare in these 3 weeks. And this is a waste of, you know, products.
Yeah.
And this is what I don't like. And even you need new vinegar, you need new oil, you need everything new, even, you know, herbs. They are going out, you know, from the taste. You have to buy everything new. And this makes no sense. It was different. I have to tell you when Alexander, so this is really a long time ago, when he, you know, was not a school kid, when he was about 3, 4, or 5 years, then we spend here sometimes 2, 3 months.
Yeah.
Then it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I made, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, I was, you know, going to the kitchen and preparing, you know, dishes for the evening for the family, or, you know, in for lunch. And I do this when we have friends here, because this is then very relaxing when I make, you know, lunch. Ibiza means 3 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, let's face it. To have a big salad, you know, with some tuna, with some, you know, focaccia, some olive oil, some dried tomatoes, some wonderful rosé wine and stuff like this. Then it's a different story, because you start eating at 3 p.m. and you get up from the table at 5 p.m. and going to the pool, and because you're going for dinner at 9:30 p.m. So it's a different day schedule.
Yeah. Okay. So looking into the future, is there, do you have like any plans like to really settle in Ibiza, like in times when you're not that busy anymore?
No.
No.
To be really on the point, no.
No.
Because it's a very small island.
Yeah.
And the winters, I love winters here, or the part I stayed here in winter.
Yeah.
But winter on Ibiza can be very long.
Okay.
Because most of the restaurants are closed. Most of the hotels are closed. And, you know, it's not the, for me, not for everybody, it's not a summer weather. We have even in January.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's in Fahrenheit, but we have then 18, 19 degrees.
Okay.
That's nice, but you need your heating, and in the night it's only 5 or 6 degrees. So it's cold.
Yeah.
Let's face it. And then it's in a certain way, it's a kind of, how to say, it's desolate.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because you can't do nothing. And I prefer really to live in Koblenz and have a place there. But it's wonderful coming back every year for the summer season. You know, even in America, a lot of people own their houses and places on the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And they go there for 2 months in a year, for July and August. And then they leave the place and going back to, you know, wherever they come from, and coming back next year.
Yeah.
So maybe this is, you can compare it with that.
Okay. So that's sounds, but it sounds like you're really getting your battery reloaded right now in Ibiza.
I'll do.
Okay.
And this is what Claudia is saying. You know, I'm on the island for 2 days, and it's like facial lifting. It's just whop. It's you know, maybe it's because I'm in the pool and in fresh air all day long, you know, and it's really something what I love. I love because it makes me fresh and happy.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Thomas, do you still have time for a question?
I do.
Because people have the chance to ask you questions, and you should do that via email. The address is podcast@thomas-anders.com. And there is a mail from my name is Hester Quiterio. I'm South African, but relocated to the UK, very international, with my husband Roger 7 years ago. Okay, I would like to ask Thomas about the modern talking music. Does Dieter earn royalties every time you sing a modern talking song?
Yes.
He does.
He does, but only in countries who are, you know, paying royalties. Not every country is giving royalties. So, but yeah, this is very complicated, you know.
Okay.
To be really honest, nobody understands it. But anyway, but normally in these countries, the countries who are paying royalties, then he earns money, exactly.
Every time he earns money. So you make him even richer.
Yes.
Yes.
But you know, he wrote the songs, and this is his right, you know. Yeah. This is quite normal.
So.
Has nothing to do with Dieter, even if I sing different, even if I sing my songs, you know, in a concert, I will get royalties from it.
Okay.
So this is a different system.
So no hard feelings that every time you sing a song, you think like, oh my God. No, you don't do that.
No,
you heard that before.
I never thought about it. Not a single show.
And that's the reason why we like you so much. Because you're, first of all, you're a pro. Second of all, you're a pro with a heart. And I love that.
Oh, thank you so much, Marcus. Thank you.
Okay, Thomas, thanks a lot. Again, we learned a lot from your life. And next time we see each other face to face, right?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And so I wish you a very nice week and all the best. And yes, we're looking forward to see each other.
Next Sunday when it's podcast time again. See you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.